Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon down to South Florida. Power Financial Chief Operating Officer, Dr. David Tuyo. Hey, Dr. David, how are you?
Doing great. Good afternoon from the East Coast.
Absolutely. We've got a great, great show planned today. We both know Caroline Willard. I'm a big fan. I know you are too. And so we're looking forward to the interview with her. The name of the show today, the name of the episode, Cornerstone Credit Union League. We're going to talk to her about it. But the name of this show is The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? If your brand was Power Financial, Eloquent Online, the Cornerstone League, Credit Human, say what, whatever your brand might be, would you leave the audience wanting more if you were a band? Brought to you in part by XDI.com, xraydeltaindia.com. We all have to send out statements, whether they're electronic or paper. They have to be accurate. They have to be elegant. And yes, it helps. They also tell the members about the other great products and services at your credit union. Nobody does it better than XDI.com. And again, I implore you, if you have somebody at your credit union who thinks they can make a great bowl of chili, they can head on down to the XDI Chili Challenge down in San Diego later this summer, where they can compete to bring back a check for $5,000 for the charity of their choice, while at the same time meeting other credit unions, raising money for charity, and having fun. Great, great event. Check them out at XDI.com. And Dr. David, later today, if you want to listen back to the show, all you have to go is go to my website, www.eloquentonline.net. Do you remember the year that you first started using the web, like every day?
That's a good question. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I couldn't. I know the first internet search I ever did, I was a professional trainer at Kerrville State Hospital. I was a trainer. I was not a resident. And we did some trivia at the top of the class, and I was like, who can name all six Brady kids? And I realized I might not be able to. So I went down to the library on the break, and I knew we had this thing in the library, and I think it was Alta Vista was the search engine. And I typed in, I think even in those days, that's 600,000 websites for the Brady Bunch in 1995. And I made sure I had all the names correctly. Well, for 10 years, the people that have been hosting my website and providing me with all of my technical assistance have been these great people out at Hot Lava Media. And I just wanted to thank them on the year. The president is Larry Norber, and they have just been indispensable to me. And Larry's with us right now. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Jason, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, how are you? I couldn't believe it today when you told me, when you called me to, we had to do a little business this morning, that you went back and looked, and my first account payable to you was in May of 2007. So it's been 10 years together. That's pretty awesome.
It is. That's a long time. And then we certainly appreciate the, and you guys were with us in, kind of in the beginning. And
oh, yeah.
We appreciate the business with Eloquent Online, and you have come such a long way in such a short period. It's great to be associated with you. We're just real proud of the association we've had with you and Eloquent Online.
Well, Hot Lava Media, we do get a lot of consultants and self-employed types of folks listening to the show. Folks want to find out more about you. What's the best thing for them to do?
The best thing to do would be to check us out at hotlavamedia.com. It's pretty easy domain name, or they can call us. We're located actually in St. Louis at 314-721-2201.
Hey, Larry, I'm serious, man. When as things will on occasion, things happen, technical issues. You guys have been awesome. You've been responsive. I don't know how many people can pick up their phone and contact their IT support with one phone call, and you guys always answer. It's been great being associated with you for 10 years, and I look forward to many, many more. Thank you so much, Larry.
Great. Thank you very much, Jason.
Awesome. Larry Norber, everybody. HotLavaMedia.com. I'll get that link added to the episode page. Hey, listen, Cornerstone. The Cornerstone Credit Union Link has combined the talents and resources of the Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas leagues to provide enhanced and expanded products and services to credit unions, maintain a critical focus on advocacy and regulatory and compliance support, and increase its influence at a national level. After the break, we're going to talk to Caroline Willard, and we will do it all right after this. Absolutely right. A hard-headed man who is brutally handsome. Dr. David, sound like anybody you know? Hey, her name is Caroline Willard, calling in from what we refer to here in the great state of Texas from the Metroplex. Hey, Caroline, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jason.
It is so good to finally have you on the stage. Mentioned that she liked Bruno Mars and the Eagles. I was like, that's quite a diverse range of musical taste. And so I want to tell you, in relation to the Bruno Mars song, if you do want my wallet, you can have it. You'll be about, I don't know, $7 to the good. It won't be a whole lot, not as much as Bruno Mars. Hey, listen, known you for a long time, going back to your co-op days, but for folks who may not have had the privilege of meeting you, like Dr. David Tuyo and I have, tell us a bit about you and your career with credit unions up to this point.
Well, I had been working at a thrift, actually, in the 90s, so I'm one of those converted bankers out there, and I was so grateful to get a job. I didn't even know how good it was going to be, but I got a job at a credit union in 2001. It was American First Credit Union in Orange County, California, and I took care of strategic planning and marketing for that credit union for about 5 years, and then moved to co-op financial services in 2006, and I started out there doing mergers and acquisitions, and then I took over the relationship management department, product development department, and then marketing, and then strategic planning. And so my job just sort of grew over the years. I was there about 10 and a half years before moving to Cornerstone Credit Union League and CU Resources in April of this year.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of things happen at Cornerstone League and CU Resources. It seems like, you know, whether it's different websites or blogs, you can kind of see CU Resources continue to grow in its search and its capabilities. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Cornerstone League and the CU Resources and how it's going to impact our, you know, the members and what you're trying to do as far as solving pain points for the industry?
You bet. I mean, we are going to continue to offer traditional league services. We can't get away from the fact that it's critical for us to support what our national trade associations do, and not only just support but complement and many times add on to what our national trade associations do at both the state and federal level. So advocacy is still going to continue to be a really critical part of what we deliver. But Cornerstone's a little different. We have a pretty robust service corp, if you will. And so that is our credit union resources side. And you referenced executive search. That's one of the really, most, I guess, unique offerings that we have. Not many leagues have executive search the way that we do. And so we're pretty proud of that. But, you know, we also offer, like, shared compliance. So for credit unions who maybe don't have a deep bench in the area of compliance, they can lean on us for that, and we do HR consulting. there's all kinds of ways, internal audit, there's all kinds of ways that a credit union can feel a lot bigger than it really is by leaning on the league and on resources. So that's what we do, and we'll continue. I know we're going to get to where we're going in the future, but we'll continue to grow those services and expand on them as we move into the future.
That's awesome. You know, I got to tell you, with the baby boomer exodus of the marketplace and a very, very small generation, my generation, Generation X, coming up behind them, I think that executive search is one of the most unique features. And I'm surprised to find out that most leagues don't offer that. To me, that would be an indispensable part of your member services portfolio. So I think that's really, really cool. I do want to ask you, since you mentioned it, looking ahead, nobody knows the future, but you certainly are a strategic thinker. What are some of your plans for the future for the Cornerstone League?
Well, you know, at the top of the hour, we were talking about the first time we used the internet, and I started thinking about that as I was waiting for my segment to come up, and I thought, I remember, and I'm going to get to your point, I promise you, I remember
you
when my boss
time.
Came into my office, she came into my office in like 1998, and she said, I heard this new thing, it's called Google, and I thought, what a silly name, what a ridiculous name for a service, and then I started using it, and of course, we all know how that story ends, it became completely indispensable to me, and to millions of other people around the world, And so the point I'm getting to is that Google has since become a verb, that we're going to Google something, and it's so intrinsic to how we search for things, how we obtain knowledge on a daily basis. Now, I'm not implying that Cornerstone is going to be quite that intrinsic to our daily lives, but when we were at a planning session this week with our boards, one of the things we talked about was, wouldn't it be cool if people started talking about getting Cornerstoned? If we were the hub for
I like
all
it.
Of their, you know, yeah, for their needs, not just you know, compliance and some of the things we do now, but how else can we make them scalable? How else can we make them more efficient? How can we aggregate services so that credit unions don't have to take on a huge expense ratio? So I think you're going to see more of that from us coming forward, or going forward, I should say.
I like it. Well, hey, the show today is being Cornerstone. We'll just go ahead and roll with it today. This show before Dr. David gets it, we're being Cornerstoned.
I want a T-shirt. You know what I mean? I can see that being
I
on
like
T-shirt.
It.
I think
yeah,
I'd be happy to wear that one around.
Yeah, I got
you are so going to get a T-shirt.
So, you know, it sounds like you guys, you know, have a lot of fun there, obviously, when you start talking about that kind of stuff and planning sessions and whatnot. So, you know, when you're not working, what other kinds of things do you enjoy doing?
I am a woman of many hobbies. I really think that I keep myself busy to stay out of trouble. And so I golf pretty poorly, but I do golf on my own as well as with, you know, members and coworkers and things. But I'm also a pretty avid scuba diver. And that's something I took up just a handful of years ago. And in fact, right before I started the job at Cornerstone, I took a trip to Australia because I thought, I'm going to be pretty busy for the next year or two as I get my feet under me. And so I just went under for quite some time and got to be on a liveaboard and get a whole bunch of dives in. And I snow ski. I do all kinds of active outdoorsy kinds of things.
Well, I got to tell you, when when I went back and looked at your bio, I knew you had been into California. I knew you'd been to Pepperdine, and I thought you had been in a California credit union. I actually thought about using the Hotel California song as the bump earlier, but of course, I didn't want you to think that just because you came on the show, we were not going to let you leave. Once you call in, you can never call out. But I think it's great. I've been to this November. It'll be 30 years since I went to Australia when I was in the Army. It was the quintessential trip of a lifetime. I still think about it. I love the idea that you're thinking of taking what y'all do as a name and converting it into an actionable verb, because I think that shows, you know, great interest in being indispensable, as Google is now for all of us. I used it to look up your bio and all kinds of things. And like you said, it's something that, that we couldn't imagine being without today. I'm so, so very glad that we finally got you on the show. I think this is a great, great place for you at the Cornerstone League, whatever the Cornerstone League, whatever the trajectory of your career path is. I think this is a great either, you know, settling point for a while or a waypoint onto what is next. I told you off the air, I'll tell you on the air. There were a couple of people I had in my mind that someday could very, very easily see at the head of NAPQ, certainly in that equation. Of some people out in California. It's always happened. I want to say the name and it flies out of my head. The president of the California Credit Union League, Diana Dykstra, is one of those mm-hmm. people that I would certainly think could be there, and some other really forward thinking credit union CEOs that I've met over the years. And so on behalf of Dr. David and myself and everyone here at the show, I personally want to welcome you to the great state of Texas. I hope you're having a good time. I hope you've discovered Bill Miller Sweet Tea up there in the Metroplex, if they have it. I'm sure you've been to HEB by now at least 4,000 times. And they told us you were having some furniture delivered to your office today. So is that going on as we speak? And I got to ask you, did you get one of those desks that converts into a desk that you can stand up at?
No, you know, I thought of that after the fact that I probably should have, because I it's hard to keep me in a chair for long. I'm on my feet as we speak.
I thought maybe you could get one of those skiing simulators, you know, and you could be doing work while you're pretending to be skiing through the Alps and stuff like that. Well, listen,
you
again,
know, that would be smart.
That would be cool, right? Hey, again, it's a thing we always want to talk about on the show, but always forget to the concept of wellness at work. Her name is Caroline Willard. She is the new president of the Credit Union League, the Cornerstone Credit Union League. If people want to get cornerstoned, Caroline, what's the best way to get in contact with the league?
CornerstoneLeague.coop is our website, and there's all kinds of information about what we do as well as ways to contact us there.
Awesome. Hey, very, very best to you and yours. Thank you so much for joining us today, Caroline.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. Caroline Willard, everybody. Great job. Oh, yeah. And Dr. David and I will continue right after this. Rolling a little DMB bump for our good buddy, Dr. David, too. Hey, Dr. David, your first thoughts on that interview?
You know, Caroline, you know, she's always been looked at as a thought leader in our industry. She did some fantastic work at Co-op. Really exciting to see her make that transition as the leader of at the Cornerstone League and CU Resources. Big shoes to fill following Dick Insweiler and the things that he and his prior team did. And I think that she'll live up to all the expectations and be able to fill those very, very comfortably. So you can see that her energy, her intellect, obviously very active, not just at work, but outside of work with golf and scuba diving and skiing and everything else. I'm guessing she'll probably take up a few other hobbies now that she's in Texas. But, definitely excited to see what her and her team are going to do in the future. I think it's, you know, they play a vital role in the success of credit unions on a day-to-day basis. And I'm very hopeful about and excited about what's going to come from them in the future.
Yeah, I am too. I like I said, I agree with you. I think it's awesome that, like you said, that was an iconic person that she replaced. And I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Insweiler several times. And I've been up to the league offices many, many times. And over the course of the years, you know, things come and things go. And we all have opinions and stuff like that. But I'm looking forward to getting reacquainted with the Cornerstone League and finding out what they're up to. Although Dr. Troy could not be with us today, we've got a short clip. It's about 3 minutes. So I did catch up with him earlier this week and asked him about his trip to Europe and his upcoming trip to Kenya. And so I'm going to roll that, and then Dr. Dave and I will wrap it up right after. Here we go.
Yeah, I did. I was fortunate enough to work with the College of Charleston in their executive MBA program. And through my relationship with the school, which is all part of the way our credit union focuses on giving back to the community, was able to just talk about my experiences of having traveled internationally for over 20 years and the experiences I bring to the table with my PhD in global leadership and entrepreneurship. And they asked me if I would host and a little bit more than just chaperoning and going along, but actually would I help the students engage, as we met with a number of businesses in the Central European area. And we primarily focused in Prague and visited with a number of businesses and began to understand some of the similarities and differences that those leaders have in those organizations, and try to really stimulate the students' minds and to think about that everything isn't exactly the way it is in the United States, but yet there are some things that are the same. And for them to be able to ask some challenging questions as to, well, why do you do business in this particular way, so that they could gain some insight and be able to start making some of their own opinions and decisions as they become leaders, wherever they end up, whether it's here in the United States or whether it's abroad. It was just a great, great experience.
Well, in addition to being in Europe, you came home, you unpacked your suitcase, and you're packing it again because you're heading back over to Kenya, to the pineapple plantations. Tell us about that.
Well, part of my work with the National Credit Union Foundation and the World Council of Credit Unions, as also a certified development educator, we look at opportunities really throughout the globe and to try to determine, you know, where can we put resources and what can we do. And one of the projects, of course, is that I mentioned before, is the concept of uniting the continent of Africa under the Cooperative Payment Services Program. And so we look for ways to say, how can we get involved into some of the social aspects that are happening, the economic aspects that are happening in these areas. And so what was determined long before me was that Kenya had a ripe climate to grow pineapple. And so the project was to seed pineapple farms. And so part of a project that I will do when I go back in a few days is to actually go into the villages, to work with the farmers, to actually go on to these sites and really physically plant pineapples and experience this work with them, work right there with them. Also to teach microeconomics, as any area that all of a sudden becomes a little richer in cash, a little richer in the way it will perceive its spending powers and savings powers, then we have to make sure that we teach good education about that, good financial literacy. So we'll also be doing some work in that particular area, and then we'll see where that takes us from there.
Pretty cool. You know, Dr. David, you too have a PhD. I know you do a lot of outreach and stuff for your credit union as well. But I think it's really cool because credit unions have that vibe where they can go out and share their intellectual capital, not just in the United States, but all over the world. That's correct, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. And personally, something that I've been involved in since I was in high school, and I think that you were the same way. We have so much to offer, and everybody has their own set of talents, and we, as part of an overall group, we can really make an impact. And I do believe that a small group of people can impact the world in a positive way, and so we have to find a way to do that. At Power, we have a lot of different initiatives. Everything's local, of course, for us, but it's exciting to hear about what Dr. Troy is doing over there in Africa, and have some friends of mine in different mission groups that also participate in very similar events over there as well.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing that he's doing. I mean, from Prague to South Carolina and back to Africa. That guy is racking up the mileage on his Capital One credit card. Actually, I don't know if he has a Capital One credit. He probably has a
South Carolina federal credit card.
Oh, yeah, I just realized that. I assure you, Dr. Troy is not paying with the heat. What's in his wallet, I'm sure, is all South Carolina, Big Blue, credit union, debit cards and credit cards. I don't want to get him into any more trouble than I have gotten him into over the year, like I'm about to, as I send out a quick shout out to our good buddies at the CU Water Cooler who just wrapped up their Disrupt event. I've been on LinkedIn talking to Jennifer Loud, whose title is Credit Union Marketing Consultant. And I asked her very candidly, I said, you know, you guys have been doing this disruption event for a while, but what have you disrupted? Intentions are not the same as results. And just listen to this show, Jennifer. You just heard tons of results. You heard a professional credit union person who's just done her time at a credit union, at the co-op, and is now at the head of a very, very visible brand. Dr. David started with a high school diploma, then he went to college, then he got an MBA and a PhD. Dr. Troy got a PhD. He's out in Kenya right now doing legitimate, tangible things at the pineapple plantation. It's not just – I don't know. I guess I'm trying to find the right polite way, Dr. David, to say this, but I keep trying to make the point to people, intentions and results are not synonymous. Am I off base on that one?
Well, I think that it's an interesting conversation. I have a lot of good friends over there that are doing some good work. I think what they're trying to do is be the spark. And so if you have to have the spark before you have the fire. And so I think that – it might be a bit disjointed because of, you know, looking for those results right off the bat. I think what they're saying is, look, we're going to be the spark of these ideas and then let all the attendees go back and kind of deliver the results. So maybe that's something that they could incorporate, you know, kind of have a results panel at their annual event and talk about, you know, the base hits. It doesn't always have to be grand slams. It's the base hits of disruption that – that the participating credit unions are seeing back in their hometown. So there could be several. Again, I think that their focus is really just being on the spark. So from what I understand.
I'll tell you, when we had you and your CEO on a few weeks back, just as an example, in case they're out there saying, well, what is your disrupt? Well, I'll tell you, Power Financial is using one of them. The Rate Reset suite of products is legitimate disruptive technology that I know you guys, you're very forward-thinking credit union down at Power, and that's a great example of one. The Rate Reset product, Joe Brancucci and his crew, and what they're bringing into the credit union marketplace. Now, that is a legitimate disruptive technology, but I can tell you there is not a single line that leads from Rate Reset back to a disruption conference. Like I said, I got nothing against people meeting at conferences and talking about best practices and things, but after several years and an absence of results, they're not spending their money. They're spending the members' money. And I don't think it is internet trolling to ask questions like, hey, what are the results? At some point, you do want to see them. And if you hire someone to cut your grass and do the landscaping at your house, and they show up every Friday and say, we're gonna get this done sooner or later, but they never do. At some point, you're gonna do it yourself or go find somebody who will. We'll keep having that conversation, as I enjoy doing. I do enjoy asking tough questions, and just because I'm curious. I'm a curious person by nature, and it's a radio show, and curiosity.
But at the
is good
same time, though, you know, Jason, I think you would be fair and celebrating their results as well. So if they came back and said, look, Jason, here's all the things we're doing.
Welcome on the show anytime. Jennifer,
I think that you would celebrate that. So I don't think you're just being antagonistic. I think that you would be very balanced, at least from, you know, the years.
And I invited Jennifer Loud on the show, and she declined. She did not list, and this was a few weeks ago. She didn't list a reason. I think I kind of know, but I mean, again, you've listened to the show for years. We have never, ever, ever mistreated anybody on this show. We're willing to have an open and honest conversation about anybody, about anything, at any time. Hey,
well, I was really excited about today. I was really excited about today's show. You know, hearing past shows of Dan Berger and Jim Blaine and now Caroline as well. It's you know, exciting to see what the leaders of our industry and are thinking about, what they're doing, and kind of the vision of what they're trying to work towards in the future. So it's pretty awesome. And again, I enjoyed being part of it today.
Awesome. Hey, we both got cornerstoned today, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. Not the same thing as being Googled, but I like where she was going with that, to kind of think about the vibe and the verve of the brand becoming a tangible part of the suite of products and services that they have. Again, his name is Dr. David Tuyo from Power Financial. My name is Jason Dias from the studio of Eloquent Online. Dr. David, you have yourself a great, great weekend out there in South Florida.
Thank you. You as well.
Hey, everybody else, until next we speak, we will talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.
That's all, folks.